Hey, Ryan Hurts with us. Ryan, go ahead. I know you want to be on the radio. Pretend like we're coming out of a song.
That was Seth Ennis, Woke Up in Nashville.
On the Big Time? That's Ryan Hurt, everybody.
Yeah.
You ever need to know the name of the show? Right there on my microphone.
Easy enough.
You should wear a name tag.
I should wear a name tag?
That way, if people forget who you are, that's why we do this.
That's
wear,
pretty good.
You can wear a bling that says Ryan Hurt.
I could. I sometimes wear my own merch.
Oh, not today, though.
No,
you
I
brand yourself.
It's only
your
when I run out of laundry. I need to do laundry. I'll wear this.
I swear to you, I thought he just said lingerie.
No.
Okay.
When I have to do laundry, I'll just reach into the merch box and wear it, you know, one of my own T-shirts.
I want merch now.
My hat is a DJ Telemetry. It's my friend Jesse Frazier. He was out on the home team tour with us.
Oh, cool.
Doing DJ work and stuff. So
awesome.
Yeah.
You're the first person I've done the interview on with the couch. What do you think?
I think I might fall asleep. This is the most comfortable I've been all day.
You
this
can,
is awesome.
If I vacate, you may lay down here.
Okay.
I have beach blankets and everything for you.
It's very beautiful. Yeah, it's very California.
It took about 2 hours to fix it up.
True.
So I'm glad that you enjoy it.
Oh my gosh. All right.
I helped none.
Yeah, she helped none. She Snapchatted the whole thing of me just making fun of myself. So I wasn't making fun of myself. She was making fun of me.
I was making fun of you.
Very sad. So Love in a Bar.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I just read this thing. It was like 20 things to remember. And one of the things was, you will not meet the love of your life at a bar at 2 a.m. Well, not according to your song.
What about 4 p.m.?
Oh, wait. Is your song at 4 p.m.?
Yeah, like after work, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. And
then
well,
it gets still too
good
dark.
Hours. One.
You end up there till 2 a.m.
That's true.
But yeah, I, you know, Love in a Bar is a cool song. Just it's really emotive, you know, and it's like a really... I feel like it's a story that people relate to, and mm-hmm. like even if it's like just the emotional part of it, I love to write songs that even if the story isn't about your life or isn't even really about my life, like the emotion is about your life. And that's the coolest part about songwriting and connecting with people.
Dang, that's pretty heavy for a Friday, Ryan.
I'm a little drunk.
Are you really? No, seriously, are you really?
Because
we
much.
Have a whole bottle of vodka that is
yeah.
uncracked.
That's okay.
Over there. That's I mean, we can get you there if you're not there, is what I'm saying.
I'll be all right.
So the Thomas Rhett, the hometown tour. Are you, home team tour, are you on that now? Did you wrap that up?
So we just wrapped the first leg of the home team tour, and he's going to keep doing it all year, but I'm not on the rest of the dates. So the support changes, the way that worked is they didn't even know if Thomas could go out and headline these arenas, and they found out really quickly that he could.
Yeah,
and,
I could have told them that.
So they only booked the spring essentially for that. So once they kind of figured out, oh my gosh, people are going to buy these tickets, they booked the rest of the year. But Kelsey had already committed to another tour, and it just made sense for him to change up all of the support.
Right.
So it was a blast. It was the most fun I've ever had. I finally, like, it takes a lot of work to be a performer. So I finally like got to be like where I was having fun on stage.
Right.
And so now it's like the pressure feels like it's off, and just kind of every time we get to play, it's a lot more fun every time.
Did Thomas teach any dance moves? Because that was like a natural born.
You know,
yeah.
We had
Mars-ish.
To go out after the encore was a 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars. And we got there the first day, and he's like, so these are the moves that we're all doing together. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's choreography.
Yeah.
And I tried my best, but I didn't get it one time the entire tour. Like, I would get it. I would nail it. Like, you have to do it essentially two or three times in the song. And I think I'd nail it, like, one time per song, and then the other times mess it up. But he's into that stuff. He's a great dancer.
Yeah.
He was shocking. The very first time that, one of the first times I interviewed him, he was opening for Miranda. And he said, it was just a situation like this, except we were not on a blow-up couch. And he said... You know, because I'm a dancer, and I think his only hit at that time might have been "Beer with Jesus,"
oh,
and
wow.
I thought that he was joking.
I'd love to watch him dance to "Beer with Jesus."
Right, I think that's a waltz.
Yeah.
But I just thought, well, this guy's pulling my leg, and then we saw him, and it was like,
no, he's
oh, now I'm embarrassed because that guy's amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, Eric Pasley is another one.
Yeah, he's big like me too. He's a great dancer.
Yeah, he gave us dance lessons here at Stagecoach a few years ago.
I just, when I go up there, I kind of pretend like I'm Eddie Vedder. Those are all my dance moves. It's essentially just like thrash metal and
yeah. Oh, nice.
But I can't do what they do.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Thank you.
You got other stuff going on.
Yeah, be creative in other ways.
So, what's going on with your Predators?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I knew you'd want to talk about that.
You know, I've watched. So the big thing with the Preds is, like, we've gone to Predators games for years and years with my friend Andrew Dorf, who's a songwriter in Nashville who just passed away.
Yeah.
But it's really cool because everybody in Nashville is sort of like, they're going to win this one for Andrew this year. So they've won five in a row. It's really special to all of us. And it's sort of like, you know, I was watching the end of the game with Maren. It was overtime and they scored. And I like started tearing up because I even remember.
Oh, I saw her tweet on that.
And she's starting to get into it a little bit too, because I think they're playing in like an hour. But
yeah, they play today.
It's really cool to like, I don't know. I feel like this is, I love, sports are cool because mm-hmm. it's like music where like I call it communing with the gods. It's like there's something outside of yourself that you're all participating in. And so that in Nashville right now, there's just a really cool energy about that. And, you know, Dirks is a huge Preds fan.
Mm-hmm.
TR is a huge Preds fan. And it's just, it's awesome to watch it all.
Well, congratulations. I'll congratulate you because when the Dodgers once in 1988 won the World Series.
Kirk Gibson.
Ah, my favorite moment in sports ever.
Yeah.
I can't go into that story now. We don't have time. But, oh my God, I have such a story about that. You don't even know. He wasn't even in the game, and I predicted he was going to hit a home run.
Oh.
God is my witness.
You got wooden knees at that point.
No, he fouled off. So I understand. I met God that night in a huge way.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Anyway, I know you got to go. You got to rest up. You got to pour the champagne bath. Is that right for the Preds win?
I did it. I'll show you.
You did it.
I already. Yeah. The video was so unflattering, I didn't post it. But I said, if the Predators sweep the Blackhawks, I'm going to take a champagne bath. And then, you don't realize, champagne's cold.
Yeah.
So it was like taking the coldest shower of your life.
Dang.
And I have a photo on my phone. It's not flattering at all.
Oh, we get to see it.
I'll show
I'm
it to
very
you, but
excited.
I'm not going to post it, but I'll all show right. it to you to prove that it actually happened.
I do want to see it.
All right.
I will.
Larry's mad at me right now. He's
I
like,
will
we
verbally. Look, I get to see the man in the bath. I'm going to look at the man in the bath.
Yeah. So it happened.
It happened. And what brand is that?
That's really nice. That's Vuv.
Oh, all right.
That's so all I had.
That's fine.
Yeah.
For a bath?
I know.
How many bottles?
I drank half a bottle of champagne at 8 a.m.
Oh, man.
Maren was still sleeping. And
was she
came back in. She's like,
upset?
What are you doing? Like, never mind. It doesn't matter. So
all right.
It was fun, though.
I bet it looks fun.
Yeah.
He didn't sound flattering.
I don't. You know, just never take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be fun.
We're sitting on a pink couch right now, dude. Yeah. I think we've learned that about you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Love in a Bar. Check it out. And the EP, Ryan Hurd, correct?
Correct.
Love you, man. Thank you.
Love you, too. Thank you.